VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber detonated a vehicle-borne bomb on Wednesday evening outside a British security company's compound in Kabul. It made way for a group of armed attackers to storm the facility and engage in fierce gun battles. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman confirmed the raid on the high-security facility housing the G4S security group. It said at least 10 people were killed and rescue workers have moved more than a dozen injured people to the hospital. The British company is said to be training Afghan police and providing guards for the British embassy. Russia says it still expects a meeting to take place between President Putin and President Trump, as planned, despite Russia's seizure of Ukrainian ships. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Russian border guards captured the three vessels and their crews, and officials say they'll try the seamen for violating the Russian border. Trump, in an interview with the Washington Post, suggested he may cancel the sit-down with Putin in Argentina following the seizure. "I don't like that aggression. I don't want that aggression at all," Trump said. But Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that the forthcoming meeting is on and that Russia had not received any information to the contrary.
The Russian President Putin says Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is responsible for the standoff with Ukrainian naval ships in the Black Sea on Sunday. He said it's an attempt by Poroshenko to boost his re-election chances next year. Putin spoke in a televised speech on Wednesday. Russia's military, meanwhile, said it's adding more anti-aircraft missiles to its defense systems in the Russian-annexed Crimean Peninsula. On Sunday, the Russian forces seized the three naval ships and their crews. This is VOA News. President Trump's daughter Ivanka is defending her use of a private email account when she was moving into her role in her father's administration. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president's eldest daughter says she used the personal account while transitioning into an advisor's job here in the White House, and it cannot be compared to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Ivanka Trump tells ABC News her emails did not have classified information and they were archived, adding she did not delete any of them. The Washington Post reported this month she used the personal account to conduct official government business. Lawmakers say they're looking to make sure she complied with federal laws.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says based on all the intelligence he's seen, there is no direct evidence linking Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in October. Pompeo and Defense Secretary Jim Mattis briefed the full U.S. Senate about the murder. Later, Mattis spoke to reporters.
"We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun."
Pompeo told the senators that degrading ties with Saudi Arabia would be a grave mistake for U.S. national security and that of our allies. More than 400 Ethiopian migrants stranded in Yemen will be airlifted home this week. This is the first time since 2015 that the International Organization for Migration has been given the go-ahead for the operation to resume. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The first group of Ethiopian migrants were flown home Monday. By the time this voluntary humanitarian return operation, or VHR, ends on Thursday, the UN Migration Agency will have airlifted 418 migrants from Yemen to Ethiopia. More than a quarter of the passengers are minors. The agency's repatriation program was stalled shortly after Saudi Arabia began its bombing campaign against Houthi rebels in support of the government in March 2015.
The Kenyan government-funded Kenya National Commission on Human Rights said Wednesday that Kenyan police committed the majority of sexual violence reported during last year's opposition protests over election results. In its new report released on Wednesday, the Associated of the Commission focused on alleged gang rapes and other abuses. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.